Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha, no everyone. Want to welcome everyone once again to 99.5 FM, The Word. This is Free Inside Ministry. Want to welcome all of you who've tuned in this evening. And, well, we've made it through the storm that God put upon us. And now that sun is and the moon is shining brightly, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brought my sound effects board with me once again. Amen. So blessed to have my wingless angel, Lynette, with me this evening.
Amen.
Want to thank everyone for tuning in. You know, I want to give a shout out to all those that are incarcerated. Our Module 10 Cash Box program up at Wayava. Our boys up at Halava. Also, brothers down at FDC. Brother Nate down at FDC. And all our other brothers in Module 6A. OCCC, you know, so many modules in there. And so many of you trying to read the word and trying to get that relationship with God going. I'm just so proud of you. And our women up at WCCC, looking forward to seeing you again. I think tomorrow night, you guys have a treat with Daughters of the King from Destiny Church with Pastor Tayao Tevaga coming.
Amen.
She comes with the Holy Spirit. She comes with the fire.
Fire.
And I know that you women will be blessed. And she's preparing. I know that for a fact. So I know that you're all going to be blessed. Big shout out to Pastor Joe Onasai and Destiny Church, both of their locations for their commitment to building the kingdom.
Amen.
You know, and for supporting the ministries. I want to thank Pastor Joe for supporting Free Inside Ministry with his generous donation to get
thank
us up
you.
This world.
Thank you,
Pastor
Destiny.
Joe. And, you know, we just want to, it takes a lot of hands to get the job done. And this is a big undertaking. We had Pastor Scott in last night talking about the trip coming up tonight. We have our planning meeting with the whole team. And, you know, to get ourselves spiritually oriented, to get ourselves on that compass, everybody pointing north. And the one spirit, one heart, one mind, one accord,
yes,
one church,
hallelujah.
One God. And know why we are going up there. And to get somber about it, because the enemy is going to attack each and every one of us. It's going to attack our families. It's going to attack our jobs. Because there are great things that are going to happen next week in Saguaro, Arizona.
Amen.
Facility. The fever pitch that is there now is nothing short of a revival. The Spirit of the Lord is moving through that facility, and we are going to claim it by the name of blood of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
When we get there. Looking so forward to seeing Chaplain McGuire, Pastor Garcia, Chaplain Thompson, and Brother John up there, and all of our other brothers up there. But some people always ask us, you know, they want to know, well, why do you guys do that? You guys could be doing so many other things, you and your team. You know, Convoy of Hope is such a wonderful outreach, and we're blessed to be a part of that, but why do you guys, it's almost 4 years now you've been in the prison ministry. You guys go in there faithfully, constantly, rain or shine. You guys are pounding the gates to get in to see those that are convicts, those that have fallen on the other side of the law, those that have maybe broke a law or two here, those that have made a wrong choice. And hallelujah, I think everyone in this earth has made a wrong choice. But these brothers and sisters are paying the price for choices that they have made, adjudicated by their peers in the system. But for those of you that are still wondering why my wife and I do this, why our team does it so faithfully and so consistently, it's because you can find it in the book of Luke in chapter 4, and it's in verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. Amen.
Amen.
This is when Jesus is talking. And this is his words that he said. But you know what? That's why we do what we do. It's because the Lord has sent us. You know, and it's actually, if you were to look in the book of Matthew in chapter 28, it's the Great Commission that some of us forget. Actually, what the Great Commission was. Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. All authority. Therefore, and that magic word next is go. It doesn't say sit. It doesn't say lie down. It doesn't say get comfortable. It doesn't say get cozy. It doesn't say stay in your seat every Sunday. It says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the
Amen.
Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We are going to Saguaro, Arizona, because we're going to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Just as Jesus died and rose again, they go and they will be baptized, fully immersed in the water, and there will rise a new creation, an outward expression of an inward commitment.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Imagine if the one thing that they get out of being incarcerated is that they've come to know the Lord and they are baptized. Hallelujah. It was worth it.
Amen.
You know, and as we always tell our brethren that are incarcerated, God loves you right where you're at, you know, and it's not about what you do. It's not about who you know. You are the sons and daughters of God himself. He loves you so much right where you're at, but he loves you too much to leave you where you're at. Amen?
Amen.
You know, but you know, we're going into the battlefield.
Yes,
I mean,
we're
going into the desert with the living waters of Jesus Christ. And I know that lives will be changed. If one soul comes into the gates of heaven and gives their life to the Lord, this trip will be worth it.
Yes.
The thousands
Amen.
Of dollars we've raised, the thousands of dollars that will be spent to get up there. If only one man in Saguaro facility says, I want Jesus to be my Savior, it's worth it to me.
Amen.
Because I go for the one, because you know why? Jesus went for the one.
He did.
Jesus went for the one sheep. Jesus went after that sheep. When he had 99 other sheep, he still went after the one. You know, and that's like the prodigal son. Jesus is always looking for that prodigal son. Everyone messes up, but it's time to stop getting messed up and it's time to start getting blessed up. Because if you think that no one else in the world makes a mistake, I've got to burst your bubble tonight. Everyone messes up.
Yes, we do.
The problem is a lot of times we get messed up when we're messed up. Amen. And you got to know that hurt people hurt people. It's a generational curse, you know, the violence
yes,
that goes
is.
On. So somebody's got to stop it. You know, you can't come out of being incarcerated and live the lifestyle you were before and tell your kids, okay, do what I say, but don't do what I do. That ain't going to cut it. You have to model that behavior. To me, what I consider an all-star is someone who has been incarcerated, someone who has been in prison, and they come out and they fight every day. They fight to get that job. They fight to get paid every payday. They fight to put food on the table. They fight to pay their bills. They fight to pay rent. They fight to take their kids to church. They fight to take their family to church. They fight to keep their family together. To me, that's an all-star. It's not all the pretty boys playing in the NFL, because to me, NFL stands not for long. And to me, the real champions, the real victors I see who are overwhelmingly conquerors are those that get the word of God in their heart and they live it through their path that they walk every day.
Come on.
Hallelujah. You see, because a lot of times we're going to focus on all the pretty people. I don't got time to focus on pretty people. I got time to focus on real people. You see, our church, Free Inside Church, up at 300 Willakina Drive, and it's just like our prison ministry. I believe the prisons are filled with real people with real problems, who have real questions that need real answers from a real God.
Amen.
And, you know, you probably have a lot of people that come in the facilities and talk real nice. And like I say, I just talk real because that's all I know. I don't got time to have flowery language. I just tell you like it is. You know, if you want to change your life, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you got to come out to Jesus. You got to reach out to Jesus. If you're sick and tired of where life's put you, the world puts you where you're at. The word's going to deliver you.
Hallelujah.
If you think the world's going to deliver you, there, the world is what got you where you're at.
That's right.
That's like insanity. That's worse than insanity. I can't say that. But anyway, that's not too smart. Because you're banging your head on the wall. I can't say those words, Lynn. I'm a new creation in Christ.
Yes, you are.
And hello, everyone listening tonight. We're all a work in progress.
Amen.
And you know what? We're all a work in progress, and we're all making progress because of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, but I just want to say that, you know, we're going to go into battle. And the reason I wanted to stress that is because it's going to get ugly. And we know that as a team. So we have to prepare ourselves tonight. But I did want to give a shout out to Danny and his family. They're going through a tough time right now. You got to know your dad's in a better place. You know, the flesh is going to die, but the spirit lives on. And that's what we look forward to. You see, when you go to a service for someone who's a non-believer, and then I'm going to let my wife speak about what she has on her heart. But when you go to the funeral of a non-believer, it is a funeral. I mean, there's no celebration there. It's a funeral. People are wailing. People are screaming. People are crying. Because that's the last time they will ever see their loved one, be he in a coffin, he or she in a coffin, be he or she in an urn, or what have you. That is the absolute last time they're going to see that person, not in the living flesh, but in the dying, decaying flesh of what's left of their physical manifestation of their being. I'd be pretty sad too. But when you go to the funeral of a believer, when you go to the funeral of someone who has knows that life begins at the cross, when you go to the funeral of someone who has given their life to serve their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it is a celebration of life. Amen. There is death in the flesh, but there is celebration in the spirit that lives on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So what we see there is only the decrepit body of what is left on this earth, but the spirit has gone to heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, and for those that are believers, it is a celebration. We celebrate all the good times. We celebrate all the good memories. We celebrate the laughs, the love, the laughter, the tears, but we know, hallelujah, I said we know, hallelujah, hallelujah, because Sunday's coming. We know that we will be reunited again.
Hallelujah.
You see, and that's the one thing for those of my brothers and sisters that are incarcerated right now. The biggest thing on your mind, if you've got kids, is all the time that you're not spent with your kids. But if you're going to live for eternity, let me tell you right now that eternity is longer than anything you can ever comprehend. For a season such as this, God has put you in a place to prepare you, to allow you the opportunity to become a better father, to become a better uncle, to become a better husband, to become a better wife, to become a better mother, to clean up your act, get it right, and then love on your family.
Amen.
You see, it's not the end of the road. It's the bend in the road right now. If you put God first, it's going to get better, not worse. I promise you that. But, you know, it's just like you have a time to be so constructive right now, to get into that relationship. I didn't say religion. I said relationship with Jesus Christ, because that's the only thing that's going to turn your life around. And you may think, oh, Bully, you got all that Jesus. I'm not telling you, I'm coming heavy with Jesus today, because I know Jesus is the answer for your problem. I know that Jesus is the answer for your sickness. I know that Jesus is the answer for your spirit of depression. I know that Jesus is the answer for your spirit of bitterness.
Yes.
I know that Jesus is the answer for your spirit of unforgiveness.
Yes.
I know that Jesus is the answer for the spirit of hate that
Thank
you are in bondage.
Jesus.
Jesus is the answer. Not Bula, not Lynn, not your pastor. Jesus, the Son of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is the answer, who was and is to come. You see, 2,000 years ago, the Word of God was here. The Word is here today. And 2,000 years from now, the Word of God will still remain. Kingdoms will crumble. Cities will crumble. Governments will crash. Economies will fail. But the Word of God,
That's the Word
of God, the authorized, the inspired, the inerrant, continues to be the solid rock that we build our foundation
on.
Hallelujah. And, you know, somebody the other day says, Bula, you sound like a Jesus freak. I said, thank you for noticing.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Thank you for noticing. Hallelujah. I'm still a work in progress, just like you. Let me help you progress in the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. But, you know, we're getting jacked up over here with the Holy Spirit. I want to give a shout out to our team that's going to be going with us up to Saguaro, Pastor Virginia Dominglan, Prayer Center of the Pacific. So humbled to have you with us.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Virginia.
You've given 28 years into the system.
28 years.
I can't even fathom that. And you have been there for, and you look not a day over 35, my sister. So I hope when I do.
She's Filipino, that's why.
I think so.
She's financial.
she's just a wonderful sister in Christ. You know, she is just a wonderful woman of God, you know. And
yes.
she just brings the fire. She brings the holy fire with her. We're so blessed to have her with us. Sister Lucy Mahilona, just excited to have you to be here. In fact, the first timers that are going to be is Lucy Mahilona from Fishers of Men's Ministry, Sister Virginia Dominglan, Prayer Center of the Pacific, and also Sister Linda Lee from First Assembly of God, Wahiwa, the Free Inside Church, the good in the hood.
Amen.
So excited. I'm going to tell you, my sisters, right now, and anyone who's listening, all the thousands of you that are out there, once you go to Saguaro, your life will be forever changed.
Forever changed.
Forever changed. And it'll give you an unbelievable experience with our Lord and Savior. And for the rest of the team, you know who you are. Get ready. We better put our armor on.
Pray up, my
Pray
brothers
up.
And sisters.
You know, we got to get ready. Hydrate.
Pray up.
Hydrate with the water and hydrate with
Ooh,
the word.
Drink a lot of water.
Cover yourselves in the blood. But
the
right now, talking
water.
About going into the battle, you know, whenever you go into battle, it's like going to a football game. You know, you don't see Oregon playing. In fact, that was a wonderful game the other day. But you don't see Oregon playing somebody like Stanford. And, you know, they just standing around the field in shorts and slippers. No, when football teams go to battle, they put on their helmets. They put on the pads. They put on the shoes. They put on the gear, the shoulder pads, the thigh pads. They get ready to go into battle. Football is nothing less than organized chaos. Okay? As my one older son told my younger son when he's playing college football, Oh, bro, you got to keep playing football. It's the only time you can pound guys and not go jail. Well, we're going to leave it at that. Thank you, Nicholas, for your words of wisdom to Ryan. But it was a wonderful ride with the beast. But,
amen.
You know, whenever we go to do the work of the Lord in such a mighty way that the Lord has blessed us with the opportunity, and we haven't gotten the count of how many men are going to be baptized, but I know it's over 300 at this point and rising. There's going to be battles going on in the spirit world,
there
in the
is.
Spirit realm. And we can
yes.
feel it already.
Yes.
I want to give a shout out to V-God and Ali for all your prayers and all your support
yes.
and all and the word you've spoken into our lives.
Thank you,
brother.
My brothers
we're going to shake that place up just like
Amen.
You prophesied over us. But I wanted my wife, my beautiful angel, my wingless angel. In fact, I don't know if she had wings, she would fit in the truck. But anyway, she she's a blessing, you know, and, you know, our marriage is far from perfect, but it's far from ugly.
Yeah.
And like I tell
Thank
people,
you, God.
We're somewhere in the middle. You know, I tell people, you know, we married for better and worse. I couldn't marry any better and she couldn't marry any worse. But,
oh,
you know, hallelujah.
Bula.
And she's just the joy of my life. And, you know, when you can partner together and build the kingdom with your wife or your husband or your loved one or your significant
right.
other. Man, the glory you see, the miracles you see, because the world might try to put you down, but God's going to lift you up because you're doing the work that he asked you to do. You're doing the Great Commission. God's going to protect you because if you're bringing people into the kingdom, I'm telling you straight up, God's going to take care of the A-team.
Yes, he will.
God's going to, and I'm
yes,
living proof
has.
Of his healing powers.
Amen.
His healing powers. Because you, and I'll tell you real briefly, my shoulder was messed up. I had a rotator cuff tear. I had to go see a surgeon, and I just was in a shower one morning. I said, God, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. Well, my shoulder's messed up. If they cut me, man, I'm out. I can't go do the ministry. I'm going to be laid up for a while. And instantaneously, my shoulder was healed. I could not believe it. But that is the power, the healing power of the God, the
yes.
living God that we serve. And I'm telling
it's
my
power.
Brothers and sisters, there's power in the name of Jesus.
Power
there's power
in the
blood
Jesus.
Of Jesus. And that's what we bring, the holy fire, fire and the power. But I'm going to let my beautiful wife share because she's talking about getting ready for battle. And there's some things you need to do before you go to battle.
You know, I got to tell you, I want to give a shout out to my family in Maui.
Yes.
My Auntie Marcy, you know, she's getting ready for Jesus. And to the Panis family, you know, and all of the Pans and the Fernandezes, you know, just know that Jesus loves you.
Amen.
And I got to tell you, Auntie Marcy, she served God in many, many ways, and especially as a wonderful mother and grandmother to all the kids. And, you know, I see this as a time of rejoice because she had a wonderful life, and all heaven will rejoice when Auntie Marcy goes to heaven. But I got to tell you, you know, here, this is the week that we're preparing to go and do a mighty thing for the Lord as he has compelled us to do. And I have a relative that is sick. And I just know this is attack of the enemy. This is attack of the spiritual realm.
Hallelujah.
And that's why it's so important
Hallelujah.
That we press on.
Press
and that
press
we know
on.
That God is in control, but he does ask us to have the armor on. And so I want to read from Ephesians 6:11 of the armor of God. And I know a lot of you have read it, know it by heart, but I just want to say it right now. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm. Then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
See, it's battle that we're going into, but a lot of times the enemy likes to distract you. He's going to put things in front
yes.
of you because that's going to take away your focus.
Don't bite the bait.
And we can't bite the bait. You see, yeah. even in the word it says, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
Yes.
You see, if we're looking to all the trials and tribulations that are going on before we even get on the airplane, then we would be distracted from the mission that God has compelled us to
that's
go
right.
on. So we have to focus on the unseen. We focus on God's grace, God's mercy, and God's glory. Because there are hundreds of men waiting to make an outward expression of their inward commitment. They're making...
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because people, you know, let's just get real, okay? A lot of people go to church, you're dancing around your sin, okay? Let's get real. But there are people that are in prison that live in their sin because it is their sin that has gotten them there. But they realize that because they're paying the price for their sin. There's a lot of people in church, and I'm not going to even go there today because I'll go off on a whole nother program, but they're playing church. Let's get real. They're playing church. I was watching a show the other night that just grieved my heart. It's called Preachers of L.A. Made me want to throw up. Made me want to get really sick because they're abusing the mantle of the word pastor that has been placed upon them.
Forgive them, Father.
Forgive them, Father. To drive Bentleys and Lamborghinis and Porsches, and you're in a city that is...
And not even talk about God.
They talk about themselves, about their business, about how they've got to
hear... Bling.
They've got to talk about how people have to hear their story, how much it costs for them to hear the word of
God. Their story, not God's story.
You know, I couldn't believe that. And, you know, I was wondering who would produce this show. It was all the pastors themselves producing the show for more financial gain. Now, I'm sure that God gives us what we need and not what we want. We say that all the time. But to be so blatantly gauche is a good word. And it's just like they flaunt it. And I'm sorry. Forgive me, Lord, for my judgment. But it's just like I can't deal with that. Not knowing the neighborhoods that they're in, not knowing the amount of people that go to the church and tithe regularly and fund the ministry to go buy a Bentley. I mean, what's wrong with a Honda? I think a Honda works pretty good in my book. But, you know, I'm not even going to get there because I'm going to go off on a whole other tangent. Sometimes, like in the book of Philippians, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
Yes, he has.
You see, a lot of times it gets tough, and I'm not gonna sugarcoat that. Man, sometimes you feel like the world is upside down, but you can't let the chaos of the world overcome the calmness in your heart. You see, because the world can be upside down, but if you're right with Jesus, your heart's going to be right side
That's
up.
Right.
You see, because you're not looking at the seen at that point. You're looking at the unseen. You know, it's when things get rough for me, I start doing some praise and worship. I start talking to my Father. I start preaching. I preach to myself. I preach to my file cabinet. I preach to my desk. In fact, my desk almost gave me an offering the other day, but I was probably in another realm. But, you know, I preach myself out of my bad moods. And sometimes that takes a while. But you know what? God doesn't want you running around singing sour grapes. You want to talk about the glory and grace and mercy that he's giving each and every one of us.
He gives you armor, man.
You know, he prepares you for the battle. But it's just like, you ever get something like at Christmas when you small kid time, and or even, actually, forget small kid time. You know, dads, you know, the three words that bring us to our needs, ready to assemble. You know, whenever you get something for Christmas, it's those three words that have caused me to
you
have a heart
of God for that.
Ready to assemble. Need a lot of communion for that. But, you know, it's just ready to assemble. But you see, you have to follow directions. And sometimes in the male psyche, we don't want to follow directions because it's so bad that we can be in the middle of the desert of Nevada lost and our wife is saying, "Are we lost? Do we need to ask for a direction?" He goes, "Oh no, I'm just on a side road."
Look at the paper.
Look at the map. Look at the GPS. Well, I went past that. I look at the GOD now because he was there
Amen.
Before the MAP and
the
GPS.
Best.
Hallelujah. But you know, my brothers and sisters, you know, you have to put on the full armor of God, like Sister Lynn was telling you about. And that is every day. Like Pastor Waxer Tipton says, he puts on the full armor before he puts on the BVDs.
Amen.
You know, and so he must wear about two sizes too big because that armor gets pretty bulky down there. But, you know, Pastor Waxer is a learned man of God, you know, and just thank you for his One Love Ministries. And for the stand, and we just got to make a stand right now for righteousness, everyone, because the enemy is attacking at the very core of our
yes.
beliefs. The same-sex marriage bill is in front of us. And, you know, sometimes we've got to draw that line in the sand. There's no other time but now to draw that line in the sand. And I stand up with all my other Hawaiian pastors, reverends, ministers, and kahus right now. The life of the land is perpetuated in righteousness. We have to stand as Native Hawaiians right now for righteousness. And all we're saying is let the people vote. We're not talking here, there, or anywhere. Just put the vote back to the people. Let the people decide what can change, what will alter the course of history for the state of Hawaii from that day forward. Once you go for it, you will not come back. There are too many ramifications for this legislative bill to go through. We have so many other things that are so serious that we need to address. The federal government is still shut down. We have problems in our educational system. Our roads we have homeless people everywhere. We've got roads that need repair. We've got buildings, prisons, and everything, facilities that are in dire need of repair.
The
one thing that we need to push forward to put on the plate of every legislator and representative right now, because it's an emergency, is a same-sex marriage bill? Please, come on. I'm tired of listening to the vocal minority overpower the silent majority. So my Christian brothers and sisters, I don't condemn the sinner. I love the sinner, but I condemn the sin. Amen. It's not about condemnation. It's about love. And we love our Lord Jesus Christ. For all our Christians, we've got to make a stand. We can't straddle the fence anymore. We have to put both of our feet where we're going to stand. But you know, that's why you put on the helmet of salvation. We have the sword of the Spirit, the breastplate of righteousness. We have the belt of truth. No, we have the belt of...
Yeah,
that's the belt of truth. And then the gospel shoes. That's right. Because I was thinking of the place in Maui that we went to, the gospel shoes.
It's gospel. No, no.
You were praying.
Molokai.
Or Molokai, yeah.
Gospel shoes.
You're praying. We thought we lost
my pastor, gospel shoes.
We thought we lost the church, and you prayed, and it was right there on the left. That was a God moment, but hallelujah. I hope you guys enjoyed this program. You know, it's such a, you know, we have a shout out to my brother Mark Benson and Danny over at Honolulu
Thank you,
Ford.
Honolulu Ford.
Thank you for your support. Thank you for making this dream a reality. Thank you for touching the lives that we do every night. You know, for those of you out there, you know, we do have a website, www.freeinsideministry.org. We also have our Facebook page, Free Inside Ministry. Either one, you're going to find the broadcast set up in a podcast format, be it iTunes Podcast or Google Feed Burner. For your listening enjoyment, you can click on and listen to the program right there. Or you can actually have it downloaded automatically to any iTunes product that you have. And we just want to thank you for checking out those things. We also have an email, freeinsideministry@gmail.com. But, you know, we just want to say one thing to all of our brothers and sisters that are behind the walls. God loves you. If Amen. I could translate the Bible, all 66 books, thousands of chapters, hundreds of thousands of words, a book that has been here for 2,000 years and will be here 2,000 years from today, three words to translate that entire book is God loves you. God loves you. In the book of Romans chapter 8, nothing you can do will ever separate you from that love. You know, we just want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. It's been a pleasure. It's actually been a real joy. So blessed to have my wife along my side tonight to bring you the word. Just remember, God loves you. If that's the last three things you say to yourself tonight, say, God loves me, God loves me, God loves me. No matter what you've done, what you've said, who you did, or where you did it, God still loves you.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's your daddy. Reach out, pray to him. Say, Abba, Father, I need some help. We need to talk. Help me change my life.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.